This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes I go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
De'Aaron Fox.
Never wanted him!
Oh, moaning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It is good to be back on South Florida soil. It is good to be, or marsh. Do we have soil? Or we have marsh. Whatever. I love it here. I miss home.
Yeah.
I always miss home. It's good to be home, everybody. Hello, Leroy. How are you feeling after being back on the Eastern time zone?
Tired.
Body just can't get, why was it when I was in the West Coast, I felt like I was on the East Coast, and then I get to the East Coast, I feel like I was on the West Coast?
Because you landed and it was daylight, so.
What the hell is happening?
Your body's playing tricks on you.
Tell my body, not now.
I tried to go to sleep. My body told me, it's only 5:30.
Exactly, dude. What was that? Oh, man. Hello, Froggy.
Hello.
How are you?
Excellent. Happy to have you guys safe on the East Coast again.
We were, this was the smoothest travel of all time. I kept going on this trip thinking like the travel karma has been too good. There's going to be something that happens. Like it's been too smooth. Nothing has gone wrong. And we had to wait for my bag for like 15 minutes after Leroy's. That was like the worst part of the travel. I was like, this is incredible. And then this guy over here, can we just talk about for a second?
Whoa,
all right. We'll get into all the trade happenings. But I got to tell you, this individual who I travel with, he's a gem because he really has theories on life that I just feel like make it way more difficult on himself. And he has principles that I don't understand. And the number one is he refuses to write down and or take a picture of where he parks.
Okay.
And I'm like, explain myself.
No.
Hold on 1 second.
This just happened to you.
This is what happened. So we already had this conversation when we were leaving, and I happened to take a little. I took a shot of where we parked because that's just what you do. Yeah. You take a shot of where you parked in a parking garage.
For sure.
Just so you know. All right. Who knows what happens? You get flustered. But I take a picture, and then this guy, he's like, looks, he got this parking ticket as relief. He goes, stupid. Tells you where to write it down. That doesn't help you. I'm like, what do you mean, dude?
Okay.
I'm like, they've had the same parking garage system for years, even before cell phones. And then this guy has the audacity to tell me, guess what? When we leave this plane, you're finding the car. Mr. I took a picture. Okay. I was like, what? Fine.
Okay. All right.
Marcos?
Yes.
Okay. Let me break it down for you.
I would love to hear this. I would love to.
Because I know what floor I parked on. Right? But what used to throw me off is that there's more than one walkway across to the parking lot. Right? So even with American, you can go out one door and go up and it'll be a walkway. And on the other side of the walkway, it never tells you where you are in that garage. So I'm like, unless you remember the exact walkway, you're going to be walking looking for your car anyway. So here's what happened. There was three walkways. We walked over to the one, went across, went into the parking lot, and had to walk all the way to the other side. And I go, how is that any different than what I do?
Okay, dude.
Because you're still basically looking for your damn car. Even though you took a picture, we went across on the wrong side.
It was like four lanes. You act like we traveled the desert.
Okay, you act like
we traveled the desert. And the only reason we knew which walkway to go to is because I took a picture and I knew which one and which lane we were in.
Wow.
Here's what I remember.
Let me just, hold on. I will give you a chance. Can I just say something?
Okay.
Let's just say we went to the correct walkway, which was the next one over. It was one over. It was one over. You're exaggerating. It was one over. Let's just say that. You're to tell me that if we walked out of that one, you would have been like, I knew we parked at 3NN.
No.
So what's the difference?
Exactly.
No, what do you mean, dude? You need to know where you park.
It was the difference in taking a picture of where you're going to stay where you're parked, if you're going to walk across and walk.
Because I knew exactly where I'm going.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Exactly
where you going, you would have went out across the right cross.
Are you kidding me? Dude, we were at that. I went to the baggage claim. We went to the closest elevator to get there. And by the way, you know this guy. He's got to bring up debates to everybody in public because he's got to get a stranger's input because he just doesn't want to back down. He doesn't want to get – you say, you know what, Tobes? It's probably right you take a picture like any normal person on this planet of where you park. Like anybody who's been to a theme park or parked anywhere. Goofy 24. Everybody knows where it's like just a little and his explanation is crazy to me, Marcos, because he goes, I'm like, take a picture. And this is his rebuttal. I swear to God. And this is how I know I just can't get him to agree with me on anything because he just goes, but I have so many pictures in my phone.
Okay.
That is what you said, though.
Wait. Marco, here's what I said. I said, I have plenty of pictures of when I've taken where I parked, and I always have to look for my car.
Okay, dude.
I said.
What is your iPhone? The Dewey Decimal System? Like, it's the most recent picture. You don't even take pictures.
It's true. You don't take pictures.
What do you mean, why? Because you're not a picture guy.
I appreciate you taking a picture of us walking through the casino with.
Oh, that was great. That sport. I didn't know the sports reporters was still on the air until Leroy's episode, because I've seen Leroy on television now.
Yeah,
I've seen it more than your local sports center. And it is great because I could just be like, it's the sports reporters guy. And he just gets very uncomfortable.
Okay. I was playing Pie Got Poker, right?
Yeah.
There's a TV, you know, they have TVs in there.
Yeah.
And I look up and I'm like, damn. And so nobody has the balls to say anything. Yeah. They just stare.
But Tobin, just Tobin's the one who points it out.
No, he yelled in the middle of the casino.
We were meeting to go get dinner, and I see him get up from the pie guy table to go to the cash. I'm like, it's the guy from Sports Reporters. these two intangibles are like, huh?
No, what? So
and that literally wasn't even. So Marcos, we get in the cab.
Oh, dude.
You get in the cab. Guy's very friendly guy.
Like, talkative.
Right. Talking. Very talkative. Starts talking.
This is a normal cab? It's not an Uber?
Yeah.
No, it's a normal cab.
Oh, okay.
He said he was from Ohio or something, and then he moved. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, boo, I went to Michigan, right? We start talking.
But he was a Tennessee fan.
Tennessee fan, because he moved from Ohio.
He was a Tennessee fan, but he was from Ohio.
Right. So we start talking, and he goes, what year? What was your last year at Michigan? I go, 89. He goes, I got to tell you, in a heterosexual way, you're a good-looking man. To which I replied, don't say that in front of him.
So good.
Perfect.
But he gave us, hey, dude, Marcos, this dude, we had a 10-minute ride to the airport. This dude gave us the life story.
Oh, man.
And he was sitting there, goes, yeah, I got to tell you, you know, sports just ain't like it used to be, especially pro sports. Mm. I'm like, oh, man, here we go. He goes, just not the heart in it. And he goes, yeah, you know, I grew up diehard with Cleveland, but it's just not like it used to. Are you Leroy Hoare, by the way?
Just out of the blue.
What?
Out of the blue.
Jeez.
I'm like.
He goes, that's right. And Leroy's like, oh, no. And I'm like, he goes, that's right. Number 33.
Oh, God.
I'm like, wow. This guy's.
Someone's like, no, this is a sports reporter guy. Have you seen sports reporters?
Wait. That was before he told us he was a filmmaker.
Wow. Yeah, he's like, he goes, you know, I just don't, you know, like sports the way I used to. But, you know, I'm working on this television script. You know, I'm a screenwriter. And, you know, I'm trying to talk about my loss of love for sports here in my television show. I'm like, oh, something. Yeah. He goes, yeah, you know, I do the comedy.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm not sure.
Hey.
But he did not. Let me tell you something. He did not find many things funny.
That is, no. Okay. This is.
He goes.
Nor did he say anything funny.
He's like. He goes. Yeah, sports. They canceled my Cleveland Indians. What the hell's a guardian? I'm like, oh jeez.
I'm like, what's the joke?
This is. Hey, you guys were on a prank show. I know 100%.
I was happening here?
It felt like it.
This is
like, oh my goodness.
Jimmy Fallon was behind this for sure. Because
I was like, wait, what's happening here? This is insane. But anyway, long story short, I found our car, and you know, I was right.
Wow, you guys are nicer to each other on the West Coast. It's one day in, and this is how we start.
He was like, whole argument behind this was,
yeah,
I said that, look, it doesn't matter that you took a picture of where your car is, because all you're going to do is take the first walkway that you find into the parking garage and find your car. So if you know it's on 2 or 3 or whatever, you go across the walkway, up or down, and then look, if you take a picture and go across the wrong walkway, I lose my bearings, even if I have a picture of where my car is.
No, you lose your bearings because you forgot where you parked, unless you take a picture of where you parked. Which, by the way, we had this sweet old lady on the elevator.
Oh, no. Even the old lady got in on it.
He goes, he's like trying to get her on his side, where he goes, you don't do that, right? Like, you know, where party goes. She goes, why don't you just take a picture?
What? Was she older than Leroy?
Oh, way older than Leroy.
Jesus, Leroy. You're like embarrassing us.
Like a sweet abuelita. Man. She was just like, no picture?
Okay. Great.
I was like,
She has a Polaroid of where actually her location is. Goofy 22.
Oh, man. Anyway, we'll take a break. Obviously,
yeah,
the sports world was turned on its ear as we were leaving the fight.
Mm.
Luka got traded to the friggin' Lakers, and nobody saw it coming. We'll get to those headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, take a picture of where you park so you can find it. The great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. And you can call them at 832-930-6181. The Miami Heat, they will practice today. They are coming off a win against the San Antonio Spurs. Thanks to Bam Adebayo. They beat the Spurs 105-103.
Marcos.
Yes, sir. What happened? You had some action?
So I go up to the window.
All right.
I'm a ride with the Heat.
Yeah.
I get to the window. It was -1.5.
Okay.
Then by the time I make the bet, which I'm right there.
Yep.
It goes to 2.5.
What?
Yeah, yep. She's the line switched. We were betting Benavidez, and we're betting the Heat game. We're about to walk over to the fight.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, the line has changed. Boom. Went to Heat 2.5. And we were just like,
is Wemby playing?
Yep. Wemby got the bubble guts, too scared to face Duncan Robinson yet again.
What is he, 0 for 2 or 0 for 3? Every time Duncan, he just has a thing.
He embarrasses him. Listen, Wemby. When the Dunkyard dog is pissed all over his yard, and he goes, this ain't my yard.
It's fair.
You know, so the Heat, they had the game in hand, and then, just kind of like let the Spurs linger around. They tie it up. Who the hell? Mamushvili? He was like, he looked like Luka Doncic. It was incredible, this guy. So we're sitting there. We're watching Brandon Figueroa, Stephen Fulton at the time. Brandon Figueroa lost to a guy in Jorts and Tims. It's the greatest boxing outfit I think I've ever seen Stephen Fulton wear.
He wore Jorts and Tims.
That was iconic.
I asked Tobin, I go, hey, is his outfit under that?
No, it really was like an optical illusion. Like
it was great. It was
body like, paint sometimes.
And we talked to him. Our the engineer botched our recording, but we talked to Stephen.
That was the guy.
He was a very very mild mannered dude.
First of all, and TV doesn't do him justice. He's tiny,
tiny,
and he looked so much bigger than Stickman. He was fighting, and the whole time I'm like, Tobin, how is this guy favored? The guy that I said, how is Fulton an underdog after already beating a guy?
Nah, you should have known. As soon as you seen the Tims and the Jorts, that actually should have, that would have changed the line.
We were like, is he going to change? Because we didn't see it online at first. We're like, we're seeing this from we had really good seats. We're like,
yeah,
what's going on here? Like, is he going to change? What's going on with this?
So good.
But it was one of the greatest boxing ring attires I've ever seen. It was fantastic. And he won very decisively. But it was a bit of a boring fight. Like once we got to the second half,
They fought really close for most of the fight.
It was the only fight that got booed all night. So we're watching the
guys, Jorts and Tims.
Yeah, so we're watching this as the game is going on, and so the Heat, 3 seconds left. They got a play, and they draw it up for Bam Adebayo. And Bam, he could have risen up and hit a three and covered for Leroy. But why would he help Leroy? Gets a nice little midi.
I'm like, shoot the three! Shoot the three!
Completely unnecessary.
It was like 12 seconds. He only had like 3 seconds left. He did a pump fake, a dribble, and then the shot. I'm like, I can't do that in 3 seconds.
Do we have the call from Jax, Friday? Here was Jason Jackson on the Miami Heat audio experience on Saturday.
Nico gets it into Bam up top. 3 seconds to go. Bam, left elbow jumper. Game! Heat! It's been his night all night. How about the captain for the win? 30 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. He should just get one more honorary assist for winning this game on the road. Boy, did Bam deserve it.
Man, that was Goosey's. And he's really starting to find his groove.
It's weird how, you know, when he's in there with Khalil, he feels empowered. Or could it be that he feels the Jimmy thing's behind him?
I think a little both. I think a little bit of both. Yeah. I think a little bit of both, for
he
sure.
He just seems like more relaxed, more he like feels,
he definitely seems lighter. And look, dude, these like there definitely had to be something mental because these were shots he was hitting last year. Right. Forget the threes. I'm talking the middies, the jump hooks. That's his wheelhouse.
Right.
And you know, others, you know, doubted him, like this amphibian over here who called him Lover Boy.
No.
He's too in love. He can't focus.
Let me go through the book of Tobinisms. I call it how I see it, dude.
What page was that one?
That was on 33. Let me go to chapter 4 right here. Facts have changed, dude. The facts have changed. What would I tell you? I'm just saying, you know. Saw this coming a mile away.
He was cooking, and a great job by him to get his third buzzer beater in his career, which puts him only second behind Dwayne Wade, who has 5 in his Heat career of buzzer beaters. So pretty cool moment from Bam Adebayo yesterday. Leroy was the only person upset about this in Heat Nation because he's just like, couldn't have been a three.
That's selfish, Leroy.
I could have got my chili pepper 5 minutes earlier.
That's true.
Before
we found out that
you don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Wemby had the BGs.
So even if you're in line, you can be in line and it's still.
That's all. Oh, yeah.
Be at the window, baby.
Is there going to be anybody faster than Vegas on that? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, Bam flies to South Carolina because he's a big Gamecocks fan. And so Asia Wilson was getting her number put in the rafters. And, you know, they kind of went a wink. With, you know, him being there to, you know, she was there for Key to the City. I'm pretty sure she was there to see the game winner as well. She gets her number in the rafters, and this was at the ceremony.
Who I am today, without the love, support, and sacrifices of so many people. And what a blessing to have those most special to me courtside today, especially my favorite Olympian from out of town.
Wow. You know, this all makes sense. Actually, this, I stand by what I said. How could I even consider this? The closer we get to Valentine's Day, old lover boy is cranking it on up, dude. It's almost like, you know, when Superman's by the sun, Cupid is getting close to Valentine's Day. That's why Bam's excelling. And that was adorable, though. That was adorable.
They are two scoops of adorable.
That was adorable. Okay.
I also just like
how this. Hey, mention his name. We already know.
Dawn Staley after the game. She was even in the game as well because they just continued to do this. And, you know, the only person who's come close to blowing their cover is the Miami-Dade mayor, where she was like, oh, what's Asia Wilson doing here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at its finest, meaning we're popular. Like, people want to come and check it out. And if it's their first time coming, I think Wanda Sykes is here. If it's her very first time coming here and experiencing this, I'm sure she'll be back. Like, I'm sure she'll be back. But it's super cool. I think Bam Adebayo was here. I don't know why. But it was great to have him in the building after he hit the game winner last night. So it's cool. Like, it's popular. Like, we need to.
Yeah, she's right. Listen, he's a lover of the game. I like it. I like the fact that it just continues to be this unspoken thing, but everybody knows.
Yeah, it's not a secret. It's really not a secret. Like, remember they used to walk into games like 15
separately.
Feet away. Like,
well, they sat.
Damn, we know, dude.
They sat at the game. I don't know if that was Asia Wilson's family, but there was one person just sitting between them, courtside. Like, it's hilarious. But in the meanwhile, as we were leaving, David Benavidez put a beating on David Morrell, and as we're leaving the building, I look at my phone, and I cannot believe what I'm looking at. I'm like,
we like, hold on. I gotta confirm this.
Yeah. I was like, huh? Cause it wasn't even a tweet. Like, I had everybody on Noties and whatnot, but like, I guess there were so many like Noties. Like, the first thing that I saw was a Bleacher Report notification on my phone. And I was like, what? I don't understand. And it was that Luka Doncic was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm like, no, that can't be real. I'm like, that can't be real. I'm like, I stopped Lira. We're walking from the arena. We get to like the right to like the beer house, which is probably like, you know, 200 yards. I'm like, hold on. And we have to like look at this. And I'm like, Luka Doncic was just traded to the Lakers? What do you mean, dude? That doesn't happen. What do you mean Luka Doncic was traded for Anthony Davis?
Oh,
what the hell
weird.
Is happening here?
Was everyone else weird. Going crazy? Because it kind of seemed like it kind of like...
Nah, we were... it was a lot of people trying to buy bootleg merch from okay. the vendors outside. So we were the only people caring about vendors.
I think it was one little group that was getting their hustle on.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought the proximity to California, maybe more people would care, but people were probably just focused on the event you were at, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, I think it literally was like, it just, like, I just happened to, like, look at my phone, Marcos, and it was just boom. Like, there it was. But
Jay Fig alerted me, to be honest.
This was crazy. I could not believe what was happening. I'm like, what do you mean, dude? Luka?
Yeah.
And they got, like, Anthony Davis is a great player, but, like, you got one first round pick. It didn't even compute. I don't understand. And then Shams had to like say, this is real. Like people were legitimately wondering, was he hacked? Is this a fake? What do you mean? This doesn't even seem something that could be legitimate that Luka got traded to the bleeping Lakers for Anthony Davis. And it's still one of these things that you're just like, I don't even know how to compute what had just happened.
I was
happened.
Watching TV this morning. They say they were tired of him being out of shape.
Yeah, but like, what do you mean? He's always out of shape. He's Luka. He's got those adorable chipmunk cheeks, but he can score 70 points in a game. He's 25.
They got enough of it.
I don't get it, dude. I don't like. And the thing that's crazy about it is this GM doesn't seem like he had this great relationship with Luka Doncic. Remember, there was the viral video of him snatching the beer out of his hand last year.
Right.
And I don't know. We got to take a break. We'll get more into it. But that blew our mind with Saturday night as we were leaving the fight. It was I couldn't go to sleep. I was like, I was on Twitter probably until like 4 a.m. just like continuing to just be like, burp, burp, burp. I like shut my eyes, boom, woke up for the flight. Cause I was like, this is crazy. I couldn't get over it. I couldn't get enough of the content, the juice, making sense of it. I love seeing all the NBA players be in disbelief about it. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, Miami 560 WQAM, just got back from Las Vegas yesterday. And we'll take you guys up until 2 o'clock. Let's get to a little road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers,
who have now won not one, not two, but three in a row. They sweep the weekend, taking the back-to-back, and they beat a very, very hot New York Islanders team yesterday, Leroy, coming from behind. They got out to the early lead, then they cough it up. Then they get it back, and all the while, swaggy Carter Verhaeghe gets going. He has a couple of goals in the first period. Here was his second one, and Doug Plagan's on the call.
Pelech will work it ahead for the Islanders. Palmieri up to center, lost it to Forsling. He'll bolt right back in. Penalty, no penalty coming. Here's Forsling, a shot, a rebound, and they score. Verhaeghe, his second of the game, jams home the rebound, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. 7:08 to go here in the first.
There you go. Doug Plagans yesterday on WQAM. So they fall down 3-2, three unanswered goals by the Isles, and then they responded, and then Verhaeghe, he puts the dagger in with the Hattie.
Off the draw, Pascho whacks it along to the line. Reinhart just kept it in. Barkov, Verhaeghe to the corner. Kachuk back behind the net. Kachuk off to the right corner to the right circle in front of shot, and they score. Carter Verhaeghe. Trick. Carter Verhaeghe gives the Panthers a 5-3 lead, a power play goal.
All right, there you go. And then here was Carter Verhaeghe, who I've never doubted. I've never doubted. This is what Verhaeghe said after the game on his hat trick.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, he was shooting a lot lately, and to get a couple, it feels pretty good. And I mean, yeah, our team's playing really well, and I'm getting some chemistry with Barkey and Ryan out there, and it's really nice. They're finding me in great areas, and yeah, everything seems to be going well so far.
There you go. Now, Cats, they came home. Just like Paul Maurice said, Leroy, he goes, this road trip's for the birds. All right, enough of this nonsense. They come back, sweep the homestand, beat the Kings. They beat the Blackhawks after the Blackhawks scored in 7 seconds, which was bananas. I watched that game at 9 a.m. in Vegas. And then the Cats just put it on them. I mean, beat them 5-1. Beat them down. Beat them down.
National television. Love that.
I don't like that Connor Bedard. You know, there's just something about him. Just a punk kid. You know, there's just something about his style. A punk kid.
He literally
is. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a punk.
You know what's crazy about this, right, Marcos?
Yeah.
In 2 years, the Panthers get Connor Bedard and he starts just the whole opposite.
Do that? Hey, listen, if anybody's going to get us whales, it's going to be Bill Zito lately.
Yeah, true.
That's the harpooner right there, old Zito.
Man, it almost seems like people are doing trades in secret because they don't want to deal with, you know, all of everybody's opinion.
You think that's what, like, happened with the Luka thing?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, there's a tie-in with the GM.
Yeah. The GM, Nico Harrison, whoever. I mean, dude, the Mavs fans are losing their minds about this. Losing their minds about Luka getting traded. And I understand it. Like, this is really a crazy thing that a guy this good, this many All-NBAs.
Sometimes it's hard. It's hard. The hardest thing for people in power to do sometimes is to understand where their bread is buttered. And instead of working something out, they take these hard moral stands of how things are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it only ends up costing you. You know what I mean? Luka is a talent where you do whatever you can to reach him. Right?
100%.
You do it. And the fact that in a sport with a guy with that talent, we're not talking about we're talking about all time, right? You just, I've had enough of you and get rid of him?
Crazy.
I'm surprised somebody didn't stop that before it happened.
People are saying like this, there was a funny Mark Cuban quote, and Mark Cuban doesn't have any power in the Mavs anymore. Because Mark Cuban had a quote from a couple of years ago where he was asked, somebody would say, would I trade Luka Doncic for my wife? And he goes, I would be with divorce lawyers the next day. like this guy, but he's not in control anymore. Like, they got these new owners, and this guy, like, look, he's had some big swings as a GM. Like, he brought in Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving hasn't been a problem. They made some great trades last year at the deadline. You know, to a lot of people's chagrin, tanked the year beforehand, and they got Derek Lively. So, to be fair to this guy, he's been a pretty good GM to the start. But this is just a hard thing to wrap your mind around, dude. Like, I couldn't even imagine, like, Dwayne Wade, you know, gets hurt.
That would be like Kansas City mysteriously trading Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Like, after losing.
And nobody heard it. I saw it coming.
It's like, his voice is too annoying. We had to get rid of him.
Right.
Like, okay, I understand. He's portly, but
they say he's right now he's 270.
That's what they said. They fat shamed him. Which it's like the only move you have on him, because it's like, this is inexplicable. How could you do this? And man, Luca's father he looks a very scary man. Pissed.
Because he loves like 100 million?
Dude, yes. What?
Luka lost $100 million.
Luka lost at like $100 million because you can only sign this supermax with the team that drafted you, and so he was due 5 years, $345 million in the summer, and it goes two ways. It's like, one, He said, this was the quote from Nico Harrison when this was all breaking down. He says, we really feel like we got ahead of what was going to be a tumultuous summer with him being eligible for the Supermax and also a year away from him being able to opt out of his contract. And we also really felt like we wanted to get out in front of it. We know teams, they've had it out there that teams have been loading up to try and sign him once he becomes available. Now, to my knowledge, the only team that recently has had that even out there was Barry Jackson reporting it in the Miami Herald and saying that the Heat, that was the Heat's pipe dream for 2026. There were reports yesterday that said the two teams that Luka has always rumored that he'd bolt for are the Lakers and the Heat. And there's also videos of like Luka saying his number one city that he loves to be in is Miami. So I don't know if the Heat and that stuff like actually had any legs or whatnot that made them want to get out ahead because they really did think Luka was going to bolt. But dude, I couldn't imagine sitting in front of a contract of 5 years, $345 million and saying, let's sit this one out for a little bit, boys. I got to think this one over. Like that, right. That's right. Crazy, dude. Right. And
let me tell you, when you talk about the amount of money that's made and what you could get, and they all seem pissed off that he lost the money, but the GM had to know their relationship was tumultuous. And if that's the case, you don't risk it. Right? Is that about like you can't even risk it. Even if you know, just like D-Wade said, ain't nobody turning away $300 million. Right? So if that's the way he felt, he should have, he led with the reason why. We ain't want to supermax him.
Because they think he's too far.
Right. But
Leroy,
so like, he's operating. He said it in a statement. So now we understand, at least we have an understanding why, for whatever reason, we didn't want to have to deal with that in the supermax.
I understand. But he's not Zion. Like he misses games, but he's been eligible for all NBA every year except for this year. He ain't missing like 40 games a year.
But would from the team perspective, right? Is all of that because he doesn't get in shape?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. You think there's a medical thing? Like that's what everybody's gotta say. Like there's gotta be some kind of medical red flag. They're worried about his Achilles popping or something like that. Like there has to be something that they know. Right. It just, you can't tell, like, okay, he's fat. He's been chunky since he's been a teenager.
He ain't never had a muscle on his body, but guess
no
what?
No way, dude.
But guess what? Slow and steady wins the race, and man, he winning.
And listen, he just had his Mrs. Luka just had a baby. I know what that's like. You know, that first kid, oh, you get chunky. Like you're always sitting at home. And so what? You think because he's a basketball player? Trust me, he's eating all the snacks that are around as well. You don't want to do anything. You're going inside. He's probably hibernating. I don't know, dude. It's weird to me.
I'd take 270 Luka in a heartbeat.
Dude, what?
I kind of don't want like players like that, like Joker. I don't want to fit Joker. I don't want him with the six pack.
But here's the other thing. If he came down here, what would they do? You know they're going to try to.
Yeah, for sure. He'll probably be in the best shape of his life, but. Would he? I don't want him to be scared. I mean, you know, the Heat.
I don't even care if he's in the best shape of his life. You know, just you know, I don't want him to look like, you know, like who's the guy? Yeah, but who's the guy on the Cavs? Yeah, I don't want him to look like Niang. But if he's a little under Niang, then I'm all right.
He's taller than Niang, though.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Like, how could a guy that size be so good at basketball?
I don't know. How does Tyson Fury win the heavyweight championship? How does Andy Ruiz? Like, some guys function better fat. I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, he's been this, dropping 70. He led the playoffs in points, rebounds, and assists last year to the finals, dude.
Right.
Like, okay, he stinks as a defender. Now, I understand.
I will say this. Very rarely has a team traded their star after making the finals.
Yeah.
Because you're adding and not trying to get over the hump, you're not subtracting.
Yeah, like the Heat did it after their repeat effort in 06 was a disaster, and the things fell apart, and Shaq got traded. But Shaq was Shaq. Like, you know, it was at a different point in his career. He wasn't 25. This is crazy, dude. And
like, you think that at some point, like, he's gonna figure it out, like, and not like leading the league in scoring while you figuring things out.
Right. I don't know, man. I really.
Dude, 25.
That's insane.
Crazy.
And the thing is, you trade him. Okay, so the guy's reasoning for this is he trades for Anthony Davis, who, okay, probably the best player you could get. They did this in secrecy. He has this relationship with Rob Pelinka. He has a relationship with AD because of his time at Nike. But, man, I don't know. Because to me, your job as a GM, well, yes, you want to continue to win, and maybe you didn't know, because who knows when Luka's coming back. He does seem like he's having a problem with this calf this year. But, I mean, this guy says yesterday, he's like, yeah, time will tell. I'm like, dude, time better. It'd be like, you better win the title this year. I mean, he goes, what if Kyrie opts out? Like, and then what? You know, like, this is insane.
AD is back with New Orleans.
Yeah, man. Take a break. We'll get to more of this, including we'll hear from that. And then, of course, who had to, you know, because there wasn't any attention on him. Who needed to rear his head yesterday?
Well, you guys don't want to talk about me. I don't want to be traded to the Golden State Warriors.
I'm talking about Jimmy Butler, of course.
Of course.
Take a break. Dude. Back after this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.